Peter, which I still think is one of the all-time greatest mistakes ever made in Alcoholics Anonymous, because I don't want to be here. I don't hide my moods well. I'm standing out there supposed to be welcoming people to their new life, and I'm pissed off that I'm there. You know, welcome, this sucks. Which probably in retrospect, maybe I was a relatable greeter for the new person. I don't know, but I wasn't happy about it. And one of the reasons I didn't like it is that I had to be there early. Right, and I thought my sponsor was doing it just to be mean, you know, because like, Jesus, our meeting starts at 7:30 and he's making me be here at 6:45. I mean, Jesus, you know, not that I have anything to do, mind you, but still, the injustice of it all. I'm a big one for noticing injustice, and to this day, I tell you, one of the greatest defects of character I will quickly fall back into is judgment, silent judgment, right, and then silent scorn when I don't like what they're doing. Anyway. So he's got me as a greeter. I'm like, all right. He would say things to me like, hey, we're speaking at the hospital on Saturday night and we really need you. It's like, all right, well, we're all meeting at my house at 5. Geez, that seems awfully early, right? But I figure we're going to stand there for 3 hours greeting. And so, you know, of course, so I'd show up, you know, a little after 5, and immediately I'd get this lecture that when I'm late and there's 4 of us in the car, I'm now wasting 20 minutes of people's time, and I don't know, it made my head hurt. I just knew that I was inconsiderate. And then we'd get in the car, and we'd take off out of town, right? And I'm like, hey, I thought we were speaking at the hospital. I'm like, yeah, we are, but it's in Bismarck, 100 miles away, right? Off we go. Now, I'm in this car. I've been tricked and I'm being basically held against my will. I'm in the back middle hump. Now, if you're new, you may not know. If you're young, you may not get that. But let me tell you, cars used to be built with this giant hilltop in the middle, intentionally to screw with new people in A, I think. And I don't think there's any practical reason for it. Somebody in A got involved in designing cars. Hey, yeah, I got an idea. Let's do this. We'll call it the newcomer hump. And that term has evolved. And don't tell anyone I said that, Steve. So I'm in the back middle hump, and I'm pissed off, and I'm thinking to myself, my God, this could not possibly get any worse. Wrong. Because in the front is Chris. Chris is the good one, okay? Every sponsor, if they sponsor 3 or more people, the laws of nature dictate one of them become the good one. And the good one is they're fired up on everything and they're grateful. Everything's going their way. They take, you know those type, they just, I got up this morning and I saw this river flowing and it was a miracle. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, right? That was Chris. Chris just, everything was he saw the hand of God in everything. And I mean, just to give you an idea of what Chris was the guy that you'd roll in, he'd be reading AA Comes of Age. What the hell, you know? Who reads that? Bill Wilson didn't read that, and he wrote it. And look, I'll write it, but I'm not going to read it. And this is my Bill Wilson impression. So Chris is up front, and he's telling me we're going to play a game, right? And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, I made up a game for the road trip. I'm going to read from As Bill Sees It. And then after I read the passage, we're going to guess what it's from. Is it from the big book, 12 and 12, a letter Bill wrote? Who knows? And I'm like, oh. And I'm in the back, middle hump, and I'm thinking to myself, absolutely not. This is where I draw the line. I've listened to your crap. I've met with you. I've read your book. I've done your dumb commitments. I've shook hands. I've prayed to a God I don't even like. I've done what you've asked me to do, but I'm telling you right now, you pull over and you let me out into the ditch and I will walk home to preserve whatever tiny little bit of dignity I still have left in this hollow shell of a soul of mine. But I will not play the what the hell did Bill write this in game. No. Absolutely not. Now, key thing there. Just checking in with you too quick, see how we're going.